Hey, I'm home. And I brought home a surprise. I know how much you love submitting to me in the bedroom, and remember how we said we wanted to take it another step, and you wanted to serve me even some other times? I love that idea. And I just happened to come across this new shop on the way home, so I bought something to help, and we can try it out today. What do you think? Do you want to try it and submit to me a little bit? Right now? Great. But you really should have said, yes, mistress. I'll let it slide just this once, though. From this moment, you are my pet and will behave as such. Until I decide to, release you. All right. Come here. All right. Kneel down, and I'll show you your present. Let's just open it up. And there it is in all of its glory. What is it? And I thought you looked at porn. It's a chastity cage. While you serve me today, I want you to wear this. It will help you keep focused completely on me and not on your cock. Today, your cock is unimportant. Only me and my will matter. Your face might look disappointed, but don't think I missed that twitch down there. Calm that cock down so we can get it on. Are you having a hard time, honey? Do I need to give you a time limit on getting a cock small enough to put this cage on it? I see you thinking really hard. I wonder what horrible thoughts are going through your head to try and shrink that cock. Oh, that must have been a good one. Okay, let's fit it on. Just a few more adjustments. It's just and we have to make sure it's locked on. There we go. Perfect. What? It's tight. Yeah, it's supposed to be. And you may want to try to keep yourself from getting too excited while in there. Otherwise, it might get pretty uncomfortable and maybe even a little painful. And yeah. Oh. Isn't that lock just beautiful? And I hold the key. It really isn't submitting to me if you get to choose when and where to take it off now, is it? Don't worry, I'll keep this key, right? On a chain around my neck. It can nestle right between my tits where I bet you'd love to put that caged cock, but you can't. You know, you are way too questioning for my pet. We need to get you into the proper mindset. Put your hands behind your back. Now. I'm loving this. And you see, while I hold your key, to remind you of just who is your mistress and in charge. You really do feel the need to be a good boy, don't you? It's just so perfect. I mean, look closer. It nestles just right in my cleavage. You can see the key to your freedom dangling between my huge tits that you love to stare at so much. Don't think I didn't notice. Go ahead, you can look at them all you want. I'll even give you a great view of them as I press them around the key. I can make the key disappear. Are you getting a little excited? That looks uncomfortable. Huh. Stop slouching down so much. Straighten your back. It is? I swear, you seem shorter than a minute ago. Stand up, quickly. What the hell? Huh. We've always been sort of the same height, and now you're an inch or two shorter than me. No, I'm not wearing heels. I only noticed it just now after teasing you, and you started to get excited and looking uncomfortable in your cage. Let me look at the box again. What? Yeah, it was some new tiny shop stuck in a corner of the mall. Some old lady ran it. She recommended this cage, actually. In order to take your pet down to size.
Oh my god.
Look! There's instructions.
Wow. Okay, this could be fun.
It seems that whenever you start to grow in the cage, it will shrink you, cage included. Oh, we could play a game. You have to serve me and I'll tease you. I know it's a normal night, but I think this will make it more fun than normal. Try not to get too excited, otherwise you'll shrink. Knowing you, you could shrink down to nothing. Oh, don't freak out. It says here, if you go 12 hours without shrinking any, you will return to normal size. And it seems the key doesn't shrink. So, good news, we're not going to lose it. bad news is you have to return to normal size for the key to fit so that the cage can come off. Oh, my. But it's entirely reversible. So there's no reason we can't play a bit first. What? No? Tough. You have no choice in the matter anyways. You're just my pet, and I am in complete control. Get on your knees again. Now. Disobey me again, and I will punish you.
My god.
You just shrank a little now, too. Oh, if you think you can resist my teasing in this game, this is going to be very hard for you. Honey, you're looking a little bit nervous. Not sure if you can resist me so much anymore, are you? Well, I can tell you right now, you have no hope at all of resisting me, pet. You can't even resist staring at my tits. Much less the rest of my arsenal of tricks to tease you with. You closed your eyes now that I caught you staring again. That won't save you. I don't even have to touch you. But how about a little show of force?
Oh my God. That was so obviously fake, and look at yourself. You got hard to that. Oh, you're so fucking easy. Oh my God, and my laughing at you is making you shrink too. Oh my God. You, well and truly, had no hope before we even started. Okay, I need to stop. I still have much more fun to have before shrinking you down to nothing. I'm kidding. Well, we'll see. That idea of totally dominating you to nothing is a little enticing. Oh, stop whining and stand up. Let's see your height now. Oh. My, you're only up to my tits now. You must enjoy being eye level with them. They're bigger than ever to you now. And look. Dangling right here. It's the key. A bit too large, though. That's too bad. You have to do a better job of resisting if you ever want to grow back up enough to be released. Oh, your little worried pet face is such a turn on. We might have to play this game more often. Well, since you're right there next to my tits anyways, why don't you be a good pet and suck on them? Here. What? You'll shrink? I don't care. Suck. I swear the suction's better when your mouth is tinier. Switch. You couldn't control your excitement for one more minute? You're practically hanging off of them now. This is about my enjoyment, not yours. Turn around. Oh my God. You shrank half a foot just from that? You're at my belly now, and you're looking up at me. You are not being a very obedient pet. Your shrinking proves that. Come here. Over my knee. Yes, you have to. Now.
Let's see what 3 spanks does to my naughty pet. Oh, my. You're only up to my skirt now. It seems that almost everything sets you off, my little pet. I'm not sure you're ever returning to size. However, that shouldn't even be your worry right now. My little pet. I should be. You're the one who wanted to be my pet. Nothing else matters. Yet you don't seem to have taken this commitment very seriously. What? You thought we'd roleplay mistress and pet for an hour or two? And then have sex? Yeah. No. That is not what submitting to me is about. I am your mistress. I was thinking about it being a few hours a day and maybe weekends. But you know what? This power feels too fucking good. I think I want you to be my pet full time. It doesn't seem like you'll be able to get that cage off anytime soon. At least while I'm around. You're my bitch. I could shrink you down to nothing if I wanted to, and you have no say in the matter. Disobey or complain again, and I might just have to. Oh. Well, there goes another inch. You think this is all part of an act? It might be all a joke, and I really love you like before. I mean, it might be. You have no way of knowing, do you, sweetie? Well, that could be true, or it could just as well be true that I am well and truly your mistress now. Practically a goddess towering over you. And you are just my pet. At my whim. In either case, I have the key and you better keep me happy. But this power trip has gotten me so my pet. You did want to serve me, so serve me. Come on. Under here, under my skirt. You want to make me happy, right? Then, well, do so in the position that you find yourself so perfectly fucking suited for. Lick. Fuck. You seriously can't control yourself. You can't even reach me now. You really are a little bitch. Fine. Sit. Actually, down. On your knees. Well, it seems a pet might be all you're good for, after all.
There was one other condition on the instructions. One other way to get the cage off. I didn't think it would be possible locked up in there, but... Well, now it might be our only hope. You see, in the fine print, it says that if the pet does come in his cage, the cage will unlock and fall off. But...
Ooh.
The size at which it happens will become permanent. You see, since you seem to have an utter lack of control as my pet, I'm not really interested in leaving you alone so you can grow back. Heck, at this point, even the thought of me might keep you shrunk, and so why would I want to leave you and miss the rest of the fun? So here's the true final test. I'm going to tease you. I will not stop. There will be no relief. There are only two outcomes here. Either you come in your cage and are released into being my shrunken pet forever, or you shrink into nothingness. You better hope you can manage to come before you shrink too much. Oh, did laughing get you started again? This whole situation has me so horny, and since you can't contribute really anymore, I'll have to take care of myself. Stay on your knees. Pet. No moving, no touching yourself. Just watch. And good luck coming, sweetie. I have to admit, towering over you, you're so useless, but it makes me wet. The smaller you get, does my voice start to get louder? Don't all sounds start to get louder? Doesn't the sound of me playing with my pussy start to just echo in your ears? Those little wet splooshes as my fingers do what you should be doing. What you want to be doing. Just echoing until they become a throbbing, pulsing. And you can just feel that throbbing, pulsing, echoing all over you until it starts pulsing right here. What if I just take my other hand and start squeezing them and playing with them? Soon you'll be at such a tiny size that these indents my fingers are making be big enough to shove your fucking head in. Oh, I could squeeze you between my tits, carry you around in my cleavage. Hell, I could make a little collar and harness that
could attach you to a necklace and you could go right next to the key and stay in my nice, warm tits as I go for a run. Just bouncing and jiggling, probably getting lots of little bruises as you're covered and washed in the scent of my musky sweat. Would it be overpowering? Would it just drive you mad? And the thought that the more turned on I get, then I can shrink you down until you vanish, completely dominated by me. Oh, so fucking hot. Are you still watching? Closing your eyes didn't help with a fake orgasm. It won't help with the real thing. Still there, Pat? Where? Oh, you did come. You made it. But barely. You must be barely 8 inches tall. Wow. Let me lean forward. My tits must be absolutely massive to you now. Bigger than your whole body. Oh, can't you reach them? Let me lean forward more. You must not want to very much. Guess not. Oh, what's this? Ah, the key. I almost totally forgot about it. Well, I guess we won't be needing it anymore. Maybe I will wear you as a necklace now. Wouldn't it just be nice? Nestled between my massive tits. Maybe too much? No? You won't do that. What's that? No, you don't get a say. You're my little bitch pet forever now. Not my boyfriend. Why would I want a little bitch like you as a boyfriend? I might have to get dressed and go out with my girlfriends and enjoy my new single life now. Maybe I'll find a new boyfriend. Or at least someone that can fuck me without shrinking to oblivion. Stop whining. You chose to be my pet, and so now you are. Get used to it. I'm only thinking about it. Maybe. No, actually, that sounds like the perfect idea. You aren't the perfect size for one service you could provide for your mistress, though. What's that you ask? Shoot. Let me get dressed and we'll see if you figure it out. Oh, you want to come with me into my room while I dress? That's not your decision anymore.
But I'll bring you along anyways. Here, let me place you in my top drawer along with my other toys. As I dress up. Look around in there. I'm sure you get the picture. All right, time to go out. Toodaloo, pet.